Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 5th day of Sivan, Tovshin Pei Dalad, Erev Shavuos, Mesechta Gittin, Perek Sheni, Mishnah Aleph. Our Mishnah here goes back to the topic that we started talking about in the beginning of Perek Aleph. One who brings a get from overseas, outside Israel, has to say Befonenachta, Befonenachta. What happens if the shliach doesn't say this? The get will be posel. According to Rava, it'll be posel forever, because that means we don't know if it's written lishma. We have no proof it's written lishma. And according to Rava, it's temporary posel until you can find someone to be mekayim to confirm the signatures. Hamevi get mibdina sayom, the person who brings a get from overseas, v'omar, and he says, b'fanei nechtov, he says, it was written in front of me, avoloi, but he does not say, b'fanei nechtam, it was sealed in front of me. He only says it was written in front of me. He can't say about the sealing. Or he says, b'fanei nechtam, it was sealed in front of me, the signature signed in front of me, avoloi, b'fanei nechtov, but he did not say it was written in front of me. Or he says, b'fanei nechtav kuloi, all of it was written in front of me, and in front of me, half of it was signed. Only one of the Edim signed it in front of me. Or he says, half of it was written in front of me. In front of me, it was sealed in entirely. I saw both witnesses signing it. In all these cases, the get is posel. Now, let's have a look and see why. If he didn't say, if he did not say it was sealed in front of me, according to Rabbi, it's posel because the chasima also has to be lishma. You have to sign it for the name of the woman. According to Rava, it's posel, because the edim will not. There are no edim around to confirm it. And he's not. And he's not saying. He's not saying von anachtam, so he can't. The shliach can't be confirming it. Now, what happens if he did not say von anachtam? He didn't say it was written in front of me. According to Rav, it's possible because the ksiva, the writing, has to be lishma. According to Rava, since he said b'fanei nechtam, he only said it was sealed in front of me, there is a fear that people will start saying, oh, you only need one witness to confirm a shtar, not realizing that a get is different. A get is a separate case. So therefore you must say, the shliach has to say, it was written and sealed in front of me. And if he only says it was sealed in front of me, people will start thinking, oh, maybe one witness is good enough for an ishtar. Now, what about the next case? What happens if he says it was half signed in front of me? Well, that's the same as saying, it's the shliach saying it was written in front of me, but not sealed. And therefore, posel for the reasons we just said. And if he says it was written half in front of me, the Gemara says that's talking about the lower half, which doesn't have the critical details of the name of the man, the woman, and the place, and the time. And that's why we say, we're talking about the bottom part, therefore we say that it's as if it was not written at all, because the critical details were not in front of him. But if he says that only the top half was written in front of me, which is the Torah of the get, as we call it, that's the critical details, that will pass. That will pass. Because the Torah of the get really, even one line would help to be written lishma. Namely, the line that contains the details of name of the man, name of the woman, and the time. And at the bare minimum, if he can confirm that he saw that being written, then that half would be fine. So again, our Mishnah is talking about when it says it's possible, we're talking here about when the shliach can only confirm that he saw the lower part of the get, which does not have the critical details being written in front of him. Echad Omer, b'fanei nechtav, v'echad Omer, b'fanei nechtav. One, there are two people coming here. One says it was written in front of me. The other one says it was signed in front of me. That's no good. It's possible. However, the Gemara says that there's a condition. There's a qualification here. We're talking about a case where the get was only produced by one of these two people. So one of them is the shliach. The other one is not a shliach. He was a bystander. The shliach, therefore, is either only saying it was written in front of me or either only saying that it was sealed, signed in front of me. That's why the get's possible, for the reasons we said before. Because the other fella is not a shliach. And his eidos, his testimony is not believed, does not have that amunah. We don't have that trust in it as the shliach does. When the Chachamim said we believe one aid, and it's powerful, it's like two, that's only a shliach we believe. But not a person who is another bystander. But if the get was being produced by both of these people, i.e. both of these people were shlichim to bring the get, husband sent them both, so that both of them are bringing the get, then the get would be kosher, according to Rava's explanation, with Halach is like him, because two people that bring a get from overseas, they don't even have to, even from outside Israel, they don't have to say, why? Because if two of them are testifying that the husband gives them the get, that's good. That's good as gold. They don't need any kiyum. They don't need any confirmation. So again, in our Mishnah, we're talking about a case where only one of them is holding the get, only one of them is the shliach, the official shliach. And because he's only saying it was signed or sealed, no good. Shnayim oimrim b'faneinu nechtav, ve'echad oimer b'faneinu nechtav. What happens if two people saying it was written in front of us? One person says it was signed in front of me. Possible. It's no good. Again, we're talking about a case where the get is not being produced by both of them, but only one of them. So again, only one of them is the shliach. And therefore, possible for the same reason. Until we hear the shliach say it was written and signed in front of me, it's possible. However, Rabbi Huda Machshin. Here we have a dissenting opinion of Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda says that the get in this case, when two people say it was written in front of us, will be kosher, even though only one of them is holding it. And that's because once you have two Aidim testify that they saw the get being written, then we're not worried about what we said before, not worried about that people might make a mistake and start confirming other shtoros with only one aid as well, things that are not a gittin. However, when the get is being produced in the hands of all of them, or both of them, and one of them says b'fanei nechtam, then even the Tanakhama would hold its kosher, because two people that bring a get from overseas do not need to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Some learn a bit differently to this. Some say that even if the get is being held of both of them, the two Aidim who say b'fanei nechtam, the get will be kosher, because you've got two Aidim that are testifying that the husband gave them the get, and therefore not worried about any forgery that might come. So even if the get comes out from the hand of two of them who say b'fanei nechtav, that would be good as well. Echad oimer b'fanei nechtav. What happened last case of the Mishnah? One of them says, it was written in front of me. Ushnayim oimrim b'faneinu nechtav, and two of them are saying it was sealed in front of us. That will be kosher, according to the reason of Rava. He's worried about confirmation of the get. Even if the get only is being held to one of them, that's kosher, because once you have two Aidim testifying that it was sealed, signed in front of them, that's it. You've got a kiyum. You've got a confirmation of its authenticity of the get. What about Rava? Rabbi holds that it has to be written lishma and signed lishma. He will say that dafke, if the get is being produced by the one who says b'fanei nechtav, because that shliach is being believed like two people. And if we believe him like two people, you've got two people for the ksiva, by virtue of the one shliach who says, I saw it written, and the two on the ksima, because there were two Aidim that saw the ksima. That's how the Miri learns pshat, that even if the get's being held by one of them. Others hold that even according to Rabba, the get is only kosher if the get is coming from the hand of the two of them who are testifying about the chesima, about the signing. If the get, however, is being held by the one who says, I saw it being written, since he's not testifying like the Chachamim said it should be testified, which is to say, p'nei nechtav, p'nei nechtam, then his eidus is not counted. because he is not testifying like the Chas Chomim, which is a Fonanachat Fonachtam. And that's how some learn that they call it the Pshat. This is Tosis Yom Tov learns the Pshat as well. Again, these Mefarshim learn that even according to Rabbah, the get will only be kosher if it comes from the hands of those who say who say the chsima, the two edim that are testifying about the chsima. But if it comes from the one who says he's only testifying about the ksiva, he's the shliach, in other words, well, the shliach has to testify like the chacham said it has to be done. Mishnah Beis. We learned earlier on that a get has to have a date, the date that it's written. What happens about a get that's written, that's been written in one day and sealed or signed in the night time? What happens then? In other words, we call it a get muktam, a get that's predated, because night after a day is considered the next day. Nechtav vayon. What happens? A get's written on the day. It's written on a Tuesday. And it says Tuesday, the day, whatever day it was, the Tuesday, the fifth day of Sivan. Nechtam bayon. And it was, well, let's not use fifth of Sivan. What happens if it was written on the day, today? It's written on Monday, the fourth of Sivan. Nechtam bayon. And it was also signed on the day, on Monday, the fourth of Sivan. Balayla. Or was written in the night time, on the night of the 4th of Sivan, which means it was written Sunday night, v'nechtam balayla, and it was signed in the same night, which is the 4th of Sivan. Balayla was written on the night of the 4th of Sivan, v'nechtam bayom, and it was signed on Monday in the daytime, 4th of Sivan. In all these cases, kosher, the get's kosher. Why? Because the writing of the get and the signing of the get are all done on the same day of the week, or the same day of the calendar, namely the 4th of Sivan. Why? Because the night always belongs to the day after. So Sunday night is really Monday. The night of the 4th of Sivan is the same day as the day of the 4th of Sivan. However, what happens if the get was written in the daytime and it was signed in the next night, even if it's written right at the end of the day, it's written 5 o'clock before sunset and then signed in the beginning of the night, 5:30 or 6, possible, the get will be possible. Why? Because it's called a get muktam. It's called a predated get, because the time written in the get is one day before it was signed. And what makes it a get afterwards when it's signed? So if it's not signed until the next day, it's only signed on Tuesday, and you wrote the get on the Monday afternoon, late, just before the evening, no good. Why? What's the problem about a get muktam? The problem is, the Tanna Kamma would hold, the Chachamim said you have to write a time in a get because they're worried about a cover-up for a terrible Avera. What does that mean? Person might marry a relative that he's allowed to marry. He might have married his niece. That's perfectly mutter. In fact, sometimes a mitzvah. He marries his niece, this daughter of his sister. And it could be that he was Mekadisha. He made the Kiddushin and he married her. And then he is going to divorce her. But she sinned, she might have committed adultery during that marriage. And he has to divorce her, let's say. But he wants to protect her, that she shouldn't get sentenced or she couldn't get chas v'shalom killed. So he will write a get and predate it before the day that the witnesses said she had an affair. So that day he'll cover up for her. So she won't be guilty anymore. He'll say that, no, yes, she went with another man that day, but don't you know, I'd already divorced her beforehand. So the Chacham said, to stop such a cover-up, they said, you have to write a time in the get. So there's no way that you can cover up. If the date's written, that's it. And for that reason, the get muktam is possible, because it's possible that maybe the get was written on one day, sealed only a day or two later, which means that she was still married officially, wasn't given yet over, and she might have sinned in between. but had an affair in between. He'll cover up by using the predated error. He will say, oh, no, it was signed and sealed earlier. So therefore, a predated get is possible. Rabbi Shimon Marshi, Rabbi Shimon says it's kosher. Now, why? Because Rabbi Shimon argues, he holds that the reason for a time being put on a get is not to protect a niece, not to protect a cover-up. It's a totally different reason. It's because of peiros, fruits. What does that mean? Halacha is that a husband is allowed to sell the fruits that he plucked from the property of the ward of his wife while they're married. After they're married, he's got no rights to do that. He can't sell them. So we are worried that maybe he has sold the fruits. He predates and the get, and he really sold it maybe after the divorce. He might have divorced his wife. Sold it after divorce, which he was not allowed to. But he'll come along and say, oh, I sold it while I was still married. He'll be able to do that if you don't have a time written in the get. But if you have a date written in the get, therefore he can't say anymore that the fruits he sold now were sold before the get, because you can see the time and the date written in the get. For that reason, Rabbi Shimon is machshir. He says it's kosher to have a get that was written in the day and sealed in the night. It's a predated date. That doesn't matter, because he holds that once the husband has made up his mind to divorce his wife, even though he didn't actually divorce her, he's got no rights to the fruits of the property of his wife, the nichsim log. He's got no rights. So even though the get was written on a certain day and it was signed on it sometime later, it doesn't interest us. It doesn't matter. Because if it's written on a certain day and the date's put there, well, from that point on, he can't sell the fruits anyway. Shohaya Rabbi Shimon Omer, because Rabbi Shimon used to say, Kol hagitin shenichtavu b'yayim v'nachtav alayla psulin, all stories, all documents that are written in the daytime and sealed in the nighttime, signed in the nighttime, are unfit, apostle, because it's called a shtar muktam, chutz b'gitei noshin, except for bills of divorce. Even though they're written on the day and sealed in the night, they're kosher. There's no problem. He doesn't worry about the cover-up that we mentioned before. And therefore, he says the get will be kosher. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. Why indeed are all other shtaros possible? Why? What about a loan document? Why is that possible if it's predated? And the reason for that is because the lender has the ability, a lender who has lent money on a shtar and a document, has the ability to collect from any properties that the borrower sold from the time of the loan. Now, if he predates the loan to before it actually happened, if he actually writes on the get, not on the get, on the loan document, that I lent, Reuven says, I lent Shimon $1,000 in Nisan, where really it only happened in El, Adimi only signed it in El, for example, and that's when the loan happened. Well, unlawfully, he could use that shtar to claim the payment. If Shimon doesn't have the money, he can claim from the people that Shimon has sold land to, all the property that was sold in the last 6 months, Nissan to Elul, improperly, illegally, because those properties cannot be claimed really for payment by Reuven, because they were sold before the loan took place. But he uses the loan to say it took place, the loan that has a false date, to say that it took place after the loan. And that's why Rabbi Shimon says other documents, like loan documents, are possible if they're predated, but not by Gita Noshim. As we said, the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. The halacha is it will be possible even by Gita Noshim because of the cover-up that might take place when a man marries his relative.